Against All Odds is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it, and you must be 21 or older. Podcast Network brought to you by Omaha. Omaha Audio Cousin Sal coming to you on a Monday morning. Mikey Meatballs fiddling with the knobs. Babyface Joel Solomon producing this mess. And joining me as always, my wizards of wagering, my gurus of gambling, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, the degenerate trifecta, Harry, Brother Bry, and Darren the Parlay Kid. What is happening, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
What's up, Sal?
What's going on, buddy?
Super Bowl 57 is here, less than 2 weeks away, guys. LVII something, I don't know. Philly, -2, hovering around 50. The Eagles made it. The Chiefs made it. This opened the Eagles. The Chiefs were favored in some spots at -1, and it quickly got bet to Philadelphia -2. And then that's it. It has to stay like this for the next 2 weeks. So let no one ever even talk about the game. I should probably skip the Super Bowl, guys, or even talking about it. I was 0-2. I don't deserve to participate. Harry, Brother Bry, Darren, the Parlay Kid, you guys were 1-1. The big winner out of anybody in this country, Connor Tekauts. Tekauts? T-E-K-A-U-T-Z. How would you say that, Harry? T-E-K-A-U-T-Z.
Sounds right. Tekauts.
All right. Tekauts. 9 right. Good job by you. You get the gold cap. I don't know where you guys want to start. Do we want to go? I guess we have to start, even though it was the second game. Kansas City, 23-20 over Cincinnati. To me, it was all about Mahomes. He did so much more than I expected him to do. He got around so much better. Not that he was able to scamper for many, many times, as we've seen in the past, but the one run he took at the end ended up essentially being a 23-yard run, Parlay Kid. The poor kid, the 22-year-old Joseph Osai, 15-yard penalty for hitting him out of bounds with 8 seconds left, led to the game-winning field goal. But you got to be impressed with Mahomes. He took it and won it.
Well, that's why, Sal, I think I was the one guy here, maybe Brother Bry, but that when we did our quarterback rankings in the playoffs, I had Mahomes 1, even though, you know, I still think Burrow is the greatest.
Yeah.
I put Mahomes 1 because they're just throws that he can make that only he can make, right? That it's just, you know, rolling a little, even with a bum leg, ankle, rolling left, still can zip a dart into the end zone from 30 yards out. He just, you know, threw for over 300 yards yesterday. Guy's a magician, even though, you know, I don't like to see, I'm getting some Chiefs fatigue, I think, a little bit, even though I know they weren't in the Super Bowl last year.
Right.
There's already fatigue setting in for me in regards to them, because the Chiefs are a strange team. For as good as they are, they really do squeak out a lot of wins in these type of games.
Like,
their defense always makes a play when they have to make a play, it seems like, even though their defense isn't, say, always known as the best defense in the NFL or even a top five defense. But over the years, when that defense needs to step up, I think really thanks to the home crowd, I think, too.
Oh, my God.
That they really
crowd.
Get energized from.
Boy, they
always seem to be playing at home.
I got
right?
a different take on that. The reason
they caused
why,
havoc. They have caused havoc.
Well, I know what you're going to say, Harry. I mean, I know. I can't disagree with it.
Listen, yeah, Mahomes is great. No doubt about it.
Go ahead.
No doubt about it. What a warrior he is to get it done. But also, on that play, Hendrickson was held not once, but twice. Didn't call holding. Also, the punt return before that, there was an illegal push in the back by two players on Kansas City and one Bengal player, not called. So they get the benefit of that and they get the ball at the 50 right off the bat. And I did do some homework, by the way. I did some homework. If you go back to the 2017-2018 season, facts are facts. That's when Mahomes first got really played and made the playoffs and went to the AFC Championship game. Since then, the 2017-18 season, the Chiefs have played 13 playoff games. 13. They have been the beneficiary.
I'm not impressed so far with your homework, Harry. This is something that anyone can look at.
They have been the beneficiary, beneficiary in 13 playoff games of 30 first downs because of penalties. How many have the other teams got? 15.
All right.
Chiefs drives alive all the time. They never get called for holding But Eric, never get hold on for a regular holding. It's all both penalties.
First of all, the game is over. These are bang bang calls, right? The game is over if they don't call whatever they called on the Burrow interception, right? That was a big game changing play. Bang bang. Pacheco's touchdown is called back. They only got a field goal out of that. Don't say they didn't get any calls again. The officiating was terrible.
Again,
it goes both ways.
Nine penalties for Cincinnati, four for Kansas City. Penalties because of first downs, three for Kansas City, one for Cincy last week.
Harry, let me give you some other stats.
Penalties too.
I know everybody and everybody loves pointing the refs. And God, you would vomit if I told you how much money I lost in the Bengals. So if anyone wants to complain about the refs, it should be me. How about these numbers? 23 first downs to 18 right there. 357 total yards.
That's one drive.
What?
That's one drive, maybe.
It's one drive. 23 to 18 is one drive. Five first downs. Okay, so there's no number that would have mattered. Time of possession, 32 to 27. There are other numbers to point to, Harry. It went both ways, and it wasn't 160 yards to 20 in penalties. It was 71 to 55, all right? So I don't get too crazy about this.
Yeah.
Did Cincinnati, Harry, do anything that made you think they absolutely should have won that game?
I'm not saying that, but how about when it was 20 to 20 with 10 minutes to go? What about the free play that Kansas City got? Who gets that? They're off the field. They're running off the field. Are you kidding me?
It was the third and two call,
the pass interference on Hilton.
But Harry, let's talk about things that matter. They punted. They punted after that snafu, okay? Let's talk about things that actually matter, all right? So did Cincinnati, Bri, did Cincinnati do anything to make you think, oh my God, they for sure deserve that game?
No.
Or was it a game that came down
to,
you know what? The Bengals had the ball twice tied in the fourth quarter and they needed a field goal.
Look,
they had their timeouts and all they needed was a field goal.
Look, I was complaining about the refs too on that last play, even though like when you watch it, I actually didn't even think Henderson, I wasn't complaining about him. I wasn't complaining about the interior guy.
Joe Thomas, some of these offensive linemen are saying it's not holding.
I didn't think actually the tackle held to me because, yeah, I never, I just thought the other one, but when you watch it, I can see when people say it's not, whatever. But I do think, look, the Bengals had opportunities there. I mean, when they got the ball back, that should have been the last drive. They should have had a chance to win that game. And that was that, or get to overtime. So they had two chances to win that game. I thought Mahomes obviously was phenomenal. Both, I did think the Chiefs' offensive line and defensive line were better in those games. So I will say, I think the Chiefs overall played, you know, the Bengals made a couple big plays, right? Whether it was to Chase or Higgins, a few big plays. But I thought overall, unfortunately, I thought the Chiefs played a little bit better in that game.
They played a little bit better. Look, that crew was, they were lost. It was loud.
Right.
They sucked.
That is the problem.
That's not the story.
Right. The problem with the officials is there was no, and obviously we're going to talk about this in the next game, but there's really no flow to that game. They're all, they were so bad in terms of
just
knowing what was going on that obviously then they start running into people questioning the calls, you know. So they brought, I will say, the officiating brought that on themselves, getting questioned on every calls, whether or not Burrow, whether that was roughing the passer.
They were indecisive and everything. And, you know, look, I don't know.
Can I see a playoff game? Maybe my point is, can I see a playoff game where Kansas City just doesn't benefit by the referees? Can I see one sometime?
No, you can't. No, maybe you can't. But maybe the Bengals should have played better. They didn't play better than the Chiefs. That's to me the bottom line. They didn't play better than the Chiefs.
My last point is, as a Raider fan, as a Raiders fan, I know more than anyone that the Chiefs have gotten so many more calls than the Raiders over the year. Yesterday, I'm not going to necessarily – I would not – put that yesterday's game in that same start. Although again, officiating awful, but I wouldn't say yesterday was like a catastrophe with the calls in terms of.
I just think, I'm an idiot. I said Burrow's better than Mahomes. I probably shouldn't say this. I think they're neck and neck the rest of their career. And by the way, Mahomes is now 1-3 against Burrow. Okay. So let's put it there. But he does do things that Burrow can't do and couldn't do yesterday. But I do feel like it's going to be taken away from this courageous effort. All the talk about the penalties. Harry, what stat do you want to point to other than penalties that you thought the Bengals dominated?
I never said that. Never said that. No, and but, maybe, but, the no, but seriously, maybe the better team won. Maybe the better team. Let's point maybe to the something. Better team won. Yeah. I'm stating yeah. facts. Late in the game, in the fourth quarter, everything went Kansas City's way with the calls. It just did. You kidding me? 20-20. I know it didn't benefit because they didn't make the first down, but you just get a free play after the team comes off the field. I mean, how bad
again,
was
they
that?
Punted. They punted.
The
it was
and
bad.
Two, the third and two. All right. Maybe Kansas City was better. Sure,
like Barlow had the ball twice, against tied, Kansas City. Twice tied in the fourth quarter. Barlow can't. Okay. I know. I'm all over the place. I know I'm the idiot here. I'm the outlier, but I don't know. I bet the Bengals. I like Joe Burrow better than Mahomes, and I think the Chiefs deserve to win. Is that crazy?
Right. On that punt, Brian Cook and Josh Williams push the guy for the Bengals in the back right when
Are
the guy
watching
makes the move.
Every player saying, on every punt
that's
return?
Always called on
I know
kick
you're just
returns.
Saying. Always. But aside from just saying, are you watching every player on every punt return? I doubt it. Or are you cherry picking?
No, but that's
like
never
else?
Called against. That's never called against Kansas City. That's
Harry Pacheco's touchdown was called back. That interception was called back. They're all very close calls, and I think people have to realize that these are close calls. Everything the rule book is insane. Nobody knows what the rules are. They're not clearly defined. We'll get to that Eagles game, which everyone was screaming about. Okay. The henches of my life in there too, but. But Parley Kid, the Burrowhead thing, at least they shut them up about that, right? That was, the Cincinnati mayor didn't help. Everybody is calling it Burrowhead and Burrow going in there. And so that's one thing. I don't know. It may have just all been a lot of bulletin board material. You know how much emotion could take over in this.
Yeah, well, look, Sal, again, kind of like what I talked about last week in this Dallas game. I do see what Harry is saying. It just seems like, you know, for years we would say, you know, the Patriots get all right. these calls. And it seemed like they probably did in some cases.
Yeah.
But I also think that, we have to look at it like, look, there's just a couple bounces that just go a team's way in these type of games. And that, mm-hmm. to me, that was the biggest thing. It does seem like Kansas City gets the bounces when they need them. They get the call when they need them. Et cetera, et cetera. The referees just didn't handle the game well.
They didn't.
The crew overall, was all over the it was place. Just something about yeah. that. Like, so how about this? It's time for the NFL to make these guys full-time employees.
No question just about do, it.
Just make them full-time employees. Come on, you're a multi-billion dollar industry. Make these guys, get these guys training all year. Mm-hmm. Get these guys as good as you can get them.
Darren.
That's it.
Darren.
Right? It's so simple. Why isn't that happening? In this league, I mean, are they pinching pennies on referees? Are you kidding me? Get the best guys out there. Get them trained. Get them equipped for these moments. And look, when you're home too, Kansas City gets the home field advantage all the time, the way the Patriots did. Mm-hmm. You're probably going to get, it's easier to make calls for the home team than it is for the visiting team.
Well,
it's
listen,
just that simple.
And I wonder how much these referees can hear in their earpiece. I always wonder that in a stadium that's so loud, right? And so I know what you're saying about the referees, for sure, full-time. For sure they should devote more money and resources to it. But now, to me, it's like New York and upstairs, and that seems to be as big a problem as the officiating, the communication between the replay and what deserves what. You force
yeah,
like a team to
some,
challenge. Why
right,
should some teams challenge?
For some plays, right? Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Yeah, go ahead, Harry.
What I was just going to say, Darren, the point you made, you just mentioned Brady. I mentioned the 13 games since Mahomes has been a quarterback, KC. The one game that the calls for first downs on penalties went against Kansas City was in the Super Bowl against Tom Brady when six were called against Kansas City. Okay. So Tom Brady got
the
benefit
there. I don't remember them playing in the Super Bowl, but that's you did the homework, so I'm not sure.
What's that?
Oh, against Tampa Bay. Oh, I thought you meant New England. Oh, I see. Okay. All right. I don't know. I feel like it's lazy a little bit. I really do. I think the worst call ever was Dez Bryant, and I stand by it. I hate it, but it doesn't mean the Cowboys should have beaten the Packers. There's so much that happens in the game. You look at a box score, there are so many categories to look at. And just to say, oh, the officials, and it was one-sided and everything, but I get it. It's fine. So now we have, let's go to the other game. Philadelphia, San Francisco. I mean, I went 0-2. Does anyone want to mention their props? I mean, I had Kelce 22 longest, not a winner. Harry, what was your prop?
I had Mahomes under 285 and a half yards.
Oh yeah. Okay.
That was a loser. And then in the Philly game, I had Sanders over 51 and a half rushing yards. He had 39 at half, but then such a blowout, didn't even matter. They let Darren's guy run the ball.
Parley kid, you had Gainwell, right? Over like 11 and a half or something?
Oh, yeah. So both my props hit it. Hurst over 34 and a half yards receiving.
Yeah.
Kind of just went over that, but he did go over it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gainwell over 11 and a half yards rushing. My gosh, Sal.
Right. Right.
My gosh. I wish I had millions on that. I did not, but I had some money on it. But boy, I thought that seemed easy, and it was. But I did lose, obviously, with my Sharp Tank, which was Cincinnati to be the highest scoring team this week. It's hard to believe Philly
28
was
got
the highest scoring team, being that they accumulated 260 yards of offense that game.
We're going to talk about that in a second. But Brian, one more thing. What injury did Mahomes ultimately have? Was this an ingrown toenail? Like, I don't even know. Can you call it a high ankle sprain and just the drugs were just so good that they pumped into him? Or I don't think we've seen players with high ankle sprains go through 4 to 5 hours worth of rubdowns and it still didn't make a difference, right?
Yeah.
What was this?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's tough to say. I know we keep going back on a text exchange saying it couldn't have been a high ankle sprain. It couldn't have been a high ankle sprain. But I will say, look, there are different severities of that. They might have just called it a high ankle sprain because it wasn't that bad, right? I mean, look, some people too just heal a little bit. Sometimes it's a little bit different. I will say, even for me, except that one time I played Harry, when I've had ankle sprains, like my ankles, for whatever reason, I have bad things with tears in my like knees and shoulders and different plenty of health problems, but ankle sprains are not one of them. Whenever I've sprained an ankle, I've been able to pretty much play on it within like a few days. So I do think some guys just heal a little bit differently, whether it was the drugs, obviously, you know, this during the week, they get the best treatment possible. But sure, I think it was like,
when we saw the replay and we saw him hobble after, it did look like as bad as
right. Well, even in the game yesterday, there was that one moment, right, where Romo was talking about it a lot, where on that one throw where you could tell he re-aggravated it a little bit and then he was hobbling again all over the place. So, I think it's just, look, it wasn't as severe as they said it was.
He's a warrior, man. You read in Peter King's column all week, everybody's going up to him. He's like, don't ask me how I'm doing. It doesn't matter. I'm playing.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it.
And Sal, the bottom line is he's the one guy because of his incredible arm strength that doesn't necessarily, his arm is so good that he doesn't really need that lower body to be 100% to still zip the ball in there. You can see a few of his balls came up short yesterday at times, but he can still make throws because his arm is so incredible, regardless, because so many quarterbacks generate from the lower body. He was able to he can still do it with just his upper body because his arm is incredible. Yeah, most quarterbacks wouldn't have been able to perform like that.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to think of like a shortstop if he would be able to play with a high ankle sprain, right?
A lateral
arm.
Side to side.
It's too much, yeah.
You know, a lot of times, especially early in that game, Sal, Mahomes, 1-2-3, got the ball out. 1-2-3, got the ball out. He was getting the ball out pretty quickly most of the game.
But
except when he really had to make a play, and that's, he did.
Can I also ask you guys, I said this to you guys on a text yesterday too, but I don't know, early in the game, I mean, you obviously can't criticize the Bengals defense because they played really well, especially in the second half, but I think early in the game, Bengals don't blitz a lot, and I'm sure, but when they were blitzing, they were really, really delayed blitzes, which were almost useless at the time against Mahomes because he was getting it out pretty quick. So these guys are coming and they're 20 yards away from Mahomes. So I thought early on in the game, they obviously adjusted to that, the Bengals, a little bit better, but I thought they...
Well, Lou Anarumo just named head coach of the Raiders, so get used to it, brother Brian. That's what's going to happen. All right, let's take a quick break, and then we'll go over the second game, the Eagles, 49ers. What the hell happened here? We'll be right back.
Have you been betting with the Caesars Sportsbook and Casino app? If so, keep it up, because every bet earns with Caesars Rewards. That means, win or lose, you're getting closer to amazing perks like game tickets, free stays, bonuses, and more. And if not, well, when you get started, your first bet is on Caesars. Register with promo code OMAHAFULL and place your first bet up to $1,250. If you win, congrats. If you don't, You'll get your stake back as a free bet. 21 years plus only. Offer valid and must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming only. New users and first $10 or more wager only. Must register with an eligible promo code. Bet amount of qualifying wager returned only if wager is settled as a loss. Maximum bet credit, $1,250, must be used within 14 days of receipt. Tier credits and reward credits will be added to account within 7 days after qualifying wager settles. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms, void where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. If you have a gambling problem, in Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed to Horseshoe, Bossier, City, and Harris, New Orleans, Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117, Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harris, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, which is 1-800-426-2537, or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, recapping Philly 31, San Francisco 7. Yeah, that was a bad one. That was bad. It was looking for a minute like we were going to get two stinker of games, but at least that fourth quarter was interesting for the Bengals and Chiefs. But 31-7, the Empire State Building, New York is really, oh my God, it shines green and white all night long for the Eagles. What the hell was that? What was that, Parley Kid? This is not good. This Eagles win. Devastating
doesn't
for me.
Doesn't surprise
you.
Me anymore, Sal. New York has sold its soul. Sal, sold its soul out. So
I don't get that, get. Though.
That's what we get. They've sold their soul out. They don't care anymore.
They sold it to Philadelphia? Don't sell it to Philadelphia.
I guess so. They don't care. I mean, brotherly love. I don't know. I figured it out. It's a joke, but I can't. I mean, they're the rivals of New York.
Babyface Joel Solomon had a good line with the babyface. What did you say about the green and white?
Well, it's probably the only time New Yorkers will see it lit up green and white. So you got to take what you can get, Jets fans. So,
right. Yeah. That's right. Maybe they paid a lot for the green and white. And like, all right, let's do this Joel, now. But for me and for Michael and for Eddie and for Darren, NFC East fans, this is devastating. And it started, they go up 7-0 with, what was it, 4th-and-3. And Devonta Smith just makes an acrobatic, one of the better plays you've seen all year. And then they hurry up, and it leads to a touchdown. It was Miles Sanders runs it in. And then everybody, again, is all over the refs for getting this wrong. But meanwhile, so this is my point. These plays are so close. They're so close, Parlay Kid, that if you and I and everybody else is watching on 75-inch screen TVs, two replays, and we don't see that the ball is moving or the ball hit the ground, why should a referee be able to see it right on the spot there? I think this is too hard a job right now.
And know what I thought was so interesting about that play is I thought Devontae Smith was definitely caught at the way he was acting, but he was trying to bait them into taking a timeout. I thought he was trying to bait San Francisco because he was like, let's go, let's go, let's go, get on the ball, get on the ball. Almost saying like, I caught it, I dare you to take a timeout right here. Like, I thought he was baiting them. So I figured he definitely caught it because he's overreacting as if he didn't catch it, right? Like, yeah, that might be an issue here.
Yeah.
Like, so I thought for sure he caught it until you saw like the fourth time they went through it, and you realize, no, he didn't catch it.
Well, there are people who got on the refs, and then there are people who got on Shanahan. Like, oh, how do you not review that? Like, well, because everyone thought it was he can only see what he sees or what he's told, right? And every replay we saw before the commercial, before they scored, and then there's a commercial, and then only then did we see the ball was moving. So I don't know. Somehow Simmons caught it early. He's like, I don't think he caught that. I was like, no, you're crazy. But I'm on text. Meanwhile, Hench hates the refs. I'm like, you're just talking about how that was one of the greatest catches of the year. You're at fault, just like everyone else. Anyway, it's 7-0. But he goes out, Purdy. And what is this injury, Bri? He said he felt everything from his shoulder to his elbow to his hand.
It has to be the same thing with what Allen went through, right? At the end when he tried to throw that Hail Mary up at the end of that one game this year. Where he struggled with it for weeks, although he said his arm felt better like 2 or 3 weeks ago. But yeah, I forget what that elbow injury is. I mean, I had Purdy under 221 passing yards. So I was, and I had the Eagles.
By the way,
so it was
good for you. Good for you. And let this be a lesson. I know there's a lot of people screaming about how they should get refunds for Brock Purdy because he went out early. Because everybody bet over. I know. Yeah, we had a friend to bet that he'll throw an interception. He came out and then came back in. Like, how are you supposed to get a refund, Harry, for Brock Purdy's performance? Like, just suck it up. Also, you could bet unders on these guys. So I don't like these consolation prizes.
Did come back, but he couldn't throw the ball, obviously. Just kept really handing it off, and it got away from them anyways. But, I guess, and I'll say it now, I lost a four-team same-game parlay. I had Purdy to throw a pick, so just no good. No good. Four passes and that's that.
By the way, 4 for 4. I'm not saying he should have won MVP.
Pretty good. Pick, you know. Just
Olner collateral.
That was a disastrous first quarter. Warner went out on the second play. Bosa went down and Purdy went out. And then Josh Johnson has to come in.
That defense looked like the best unit out of the weekend. Not that they looked like going into this weekend, I thought they were the best unit, the 49ers defense. They kind of collapsed. There's really dumb penalties they took at the end of that first half, right? Allowing the 49ers to go up 14-7 after McCaffrey scores to make it 7-7. They did a lot of dumb things. The roughing the punter, they got extra points there. The Eagles did. Obviously, the one we talk about that wasn't a defensive letdown, but the Devonta Smith, like, they got a lot of extra points. I'm going to keep saying extra points, Bri. it's just a weird run by the Eagles. And I tend to not want to give them credit because I hate them. I hate their guts. But have we seen a weirder run for a team? It was like dominated almost the whole year, but very strange.
That's the thing, right? The Eagles earned it by getting home field throughout, right? So they earned this. But at the same way, probably no team has ever had an easier or more fortunate, you know, two games to get to the Super Bowl. Facing a Giants team that, look, we were on the Giants, but, you know, they weren't a good team in the last 10 games of the season, the Giants. And then playing a 49ers team that, you know, you get down to no quarterback. I mean, so what can you do? They're very fortunate, but look, sometimes luck is the residue of design, Sal. They got the first seed. They played hard every game. They deserve it. They're a really good team. I think they would have beaten the 49ers regardless anyway yesterday, whether Purdy was played the full game healthy or not.
I guess. Bri, what do you think? I don't know. It's weird that they haven't had a meaningful game, and I bet they would have rather had a meaningful game in 2 months. Right now it's weird. Now it's another 2 weeks.
Yeah, it is interesting when you look.
Not
that,
meaningful,
I mean,
four
I brought
quarters,
that up last week. Yeah. I said their best win during the season was the Cowboys, but I do think they are a really good team. Again, when you look, I mean, both teams, you know, the Chiefs too, to an extent, but especially the Eagles, offensive and defensive line. You know, there was that stretch where you could tell the Phillies offensive line started taking a little bit more control of that game. But the defensive line, I mean, they put so much pressure. Even early on Purdy too, the way that game was going, I can't imagine, even with Purdy healthy, that they score more than 14 points in that game. It just seemed like
these two playoff games, they've outscored their opponents 69-14. I know it's been pretty easy for them, but also six of the last nine games, They've scored 31 points or more. Once they start rolling, no one can stop this Philly team. Yep. Nobody can.
Yeah, it does seem they open up holes. They kind of bully you at the line of scrimmage. I'm with you. Probably parlay kid. They weren't going to win with Purdy. I did think if this game tightened up a little and some weird stuff didn't happen, it's like 17 wins this game, not 31. It got out of hand. But so 31-7 yeah. win right there. What does this mean for the 49ers, though? Well, first of all, should they add a roster spot for quarterback, or should you be allowed to dress three? Parlay kid.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a quarterback-driven league. The league is constantly concerned about what it looks like if there's not a quarterback playing. You know, we saw the wide receiver for Denver from Wake Forest had a quarterback play quarterback for a game. You don't want to go 2.5 quarters where the signal caller can't throw a pass, right? I'd say you dress three. Just get it in there.
Yeah, unless, you know, I think you just, I don't know, you just give everybody a chance to add like one extra player, because that's also a factor too. Like, so what's the rule there in terms of, or you just say you have 55, because a team might keep three quarterbacks anyway, right? There are some teams in the past.
Right.
It's rare now, but some teams have kept three. So, but I do think for that reason, especially now, because they can pull you out of a game for suspected concussion, right? If there's a play that they don't like that happened, and the league could say, he's got to come out. Well, rightfully so, by the way.
Yeah.
You really should have a third or an emergency quarterback at your disposal there. And it just shows you how valuable the quarterback position is, Sal. I mean,
of course,
it really, really does. You know, that game was over once Purdy got hurt. It was over. No disrespect to Josh Johnson, but
well, what's he supposed to do when the guys aren't taking snaps?
Right. What is he supposed to do?
And it doesn't lend to my point. Like, all right, the third string quarterback certainly isn't going to be taking the fourth string, whatever you're ending up with now with the 49ers, isn't going to be taking snaps during the week. So probably doesn't matter. But you want to have you want Hushchek back there trying on a different quarterback helmet, right, to take snaps. Like, that's the last thing you want to do, because that leads to a terrible play. But, Brian, what do they do, the 49ers? Is it Purdy against Trey Lance, 1A and 1B, fighting it out for the top spot?
Yeah.
Summer?
Look, I think this was unfortunate for Purdy this game, though, I will say, right? Because, look, I mean, he didn't do anything really in the limited time, and he had the bad fumble, but mm-hmm. What I mean, he's done everything they asked for him over the last seven games, right? So I think going into next season, it should be he's kind of the starter, unless Lance just really proves that he deserves to be the starter next year. I think Lance again is a guy you put in certain packages, short yardage stuff probably for them. Now that quarterbacks are sneaking all the time, he should be in there probably a little bit more offensively. But I personally think it's Purdy, unless people really thought this was I doubt Shanahan thought this was a fluke after seven games.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah. All right, you know what? I'm going to do it right now. It's time to deep dive into the collectively crushed soul of the degenerate trifecta in a segment we hate to call Bet Aches.
When a bet makes you sick and you make the wrong pick, it's a bet ache. It's a bet ache. It's a bad ache.
It might just be me alone, but I have a good one I want to share with you guys. I have a parlay with Kelce, five or more catches. He had seven. Kelce, Chase, Higgins, Mixon to combine for at least two touchdowns. Kelce and Higgins score. Both teams in the Eagles 49ers game to score at least 10 points.
Ooh.
Well, the Eagles got there. The 49ers had seven with 8:29 left in the second freaking quarter. And then two plays and a fumble. Two plays, 13 yards into the half. Six plays and a punt. Three and out. Eight plays, 28 yards out on downs. Four plays, fumble. Shanahan couldn't get me there. Not even one field goal. They did not cross midfield the rest of the way. How does that parlay lose, Harry? How does that lose? They don't score 10.
I hear you. I mean, but obviously, Purdy going down. I mean, Purdy going down, and you know, Brian mentioned the pass rush of the Eagles too. Hassan Reddick, just unbelievable. He was in the face in the backfield all game long. And sometimes, you know, when it blows up like it did, that's what happens. It's again, the Philly defense, fantastic. Oh yeah,
I was surprised. Look, they're not going to win that game when you got these guys running around by the second half.
Well, you expect a fluke thing in the second half where you just get a free point. Yeah,
Paulie Kidd, as imaginative as Shanahan is, there's not one trick play. There's not a pitch back to McCaffrey he throws it.
My personal belief, and Brian and I talk about this all the time, if I got a backup quarterback in that's really struggling, right? And I know Purdy probably couldn't have done this at that point, but while Johnson was in, wouldn't you be taking lots of shots downfield?
Yeah.
Just thinking maybe your receivers who are very good make a play. Maybe you draw a pass interference call.
D.
Because you know by the time you got a fourth string guy in there, which Johnson is, he's beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to ask him to take a team down 13, 14 plays and score?
No.
I mean, it's really probably not going to happen. So I'm surprised these teams don't take with their backups or like in those type of games, more shots saying, hey, our athletes got to make plays and maybe we get a call or two and we get back into this game.
It was obvious that they weren't going to make nickel and dime it down the field, right? They definitely needed to try it. They needed, like you said, pass interference, something to get 10 points. Shanahan, Brian, had to know that a lot of people were on this dumb parlay like me.
I had no,
where you have to score 10 points. But all honesty,
you didn't even bring it up yesterday. I guess you were embarrassed, but I didn't.
You didn't want to tell us
that you were on.
That sounded like a great parlay.
It was buried amongst the many, many, littered with losers. I'm looking at my sheet now. So many.
Well, Darren, you know, Josh Johnson, he started his career in 2009 in the NFL. He's got 13 total touchdown passes his entire career.
Well, it's funny.
Can't expect
it. Darren and I were watching the game together yesterday, and when they showed his stats, 13 touchdowns, 16 interceptions, I was like, I swore he was a little bit better than that, right? It just seemed like he's been playing
for 5 years. For middle of his career, 5 years, he wasn't even on a team. He just came back after 5 years.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
My goodness.
That was a rough one.
No, that sucks. I told you my big one was plus San Francisco plus 14.5. So I was going to have a miserable week no matter what after that. I hedged, I bet the Bengals adjusted line. And by the way, Harry, we didn't bring that up, but you isolated that play. Anyone with a Bengals teaser, and that's everybody that can hear my voice. Everybody had the Bengals on something plus 9.5. We got very lucky because that is a coin flip call on that lateral play at the end, whether or not he was down. Was it Hurst or was it Hurst or Irvin? Who was? Who
I think it was the kid Taylor. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, was it Taylor?
Yeah. So I had plus 8.5 with the Bengals too on a parlay that closed it out. But it's another thing that just, by the way, I did say the Kansas City, remember on Friday, I did say try-by theory work for Kansas City.
That's what we should have focused on.
But I will say on that fumble, of course they never show the replay of the possible fumble that could have been returned. And the ref, if you watch that play, the ref was so adamant about saying, putting his hand down on the ground, down. Like, I swear they are told ahead of time. And this is, whatever, say what you want, believe me, don't believe me. They are told ahead of time, if this game comes down to a lateral thing, no matter what, rule it down. You got to rule it down. You can't that's a touchdown.
No matter what, because we saw a few of those count.
Yeah,
right?
More so this than year. Normal.
But
I'm talking playoffs.
Well, it's definitely embarrassing to the league that games end on that. So I'm with you there. But yes, make an emphatic call. Watch it again. It is close. His knee is very close to being down. If it is, it's just by a millisecond. If it's not,
It's also funny. The Kansas City player catches it and runs to like the four and then does a turn to the left and doesn't go in the end zone. Almost like he's told, do not go into the end zone no matter what. Just saying.
Well that ref was going crazy blowing that whistle for like a while.
They blew that dead. Well, as soon as I saw they were attempting that field goal with 8 seconds, I'm like, God damn, we're going to get screwed here. We're getting screwed. Eight is not five. Why couldn't this be five?
Well, especially, you know? Then, especially, right, Sal, when they kick it off and it doesn't go into the end zone, right? So you're
well, and they're purposely doing that, right?
Right. Yeah, right, exactly. Like if you were getting on the 25, even though we've seen that too, where they've thrown it completely all the way back. But I mean, whoever threw it back to like the 5 yard line, you're like, oh my God. Cause I had an adjusted Bengals line of three. So I pushed a lot on that game, but God, that would have been awful to lose that way there.
That would have been really bad. All right. Let's take another break and we'll be back with our play of the day. We got to move on, guys. All right. Well, so there's one football game left and it's not, as far as I can see, being played tonight. So we have to pick something else. We have hockey. We have college basketball. Mikey Meatballs came over. We were watching the Royal Rumble. He had the Islanders on his computer. Did they win? Saturday, they went to overtime. Did they win that game, Meatballs? Yeah. They
W, did baby.
Right.
W.
There you go. See? Took it in stride. But anyway, we got all those things going tonight. I am going Texas Tech plus 1.5. Bobby Knight's Red Raider. No, he doesn't. No, he's not with them anymore. This is the rat line of the night in the Big 12. Texas Tech, Harry, 0-8 in the conference. Iowa State won the first matchup by 34 and only laying 1.5 tonight in Lubbock. Let me try to make sense of it. Texas Tech beat up on LSU this weekend, maybe getting a little bit of momentum. I bet Iowa State is my play of the day last week. I'm going against them. The Cyclones 4-9-1 against the spread in their last 14 Monday games. Wow. Talk about homework. Talk about a great name. Pop Isaacs. Should play tonight. Gets it done for Texas Tech. Mark Adams pulls off a close one. 68-62. Red Raiders. Harry, what is your play of the day?
I'm going to have to jump on that too, Sal. I like that. I like that theory that you got on that one. But I got a 5.2 team hoops teaser. Let's start with Syracuse up to plus 11. Against Virginia. They did lose in Charlottesville about a month ago by 7. And they have not lost by more than 10 in 11 straight home games. Taking a chance here with Syracuse at home, getting 11. And I'm going to parlay or tease that with the Minnesota-Sacramento game to go over 233. Minnesota, 4th in field goal percentage in the league. Sacramento's 3rd. And believe it or not, Sacramento is 1st in the NBA in points scored per game, over 120 a game. So give me over 233 between those two and Syracuse plus 11.
Well, I believe it. Nice. I believe it. Simmons and Megan Conley screaming about Sacramento every night. Boy, does it surprise you, Parley Kid? Harry's got Syracuse on a bet. This is kind of a rare thing.
listen, I slam Boeheim more than anybody.
Which is why I'm surprised you're going with them. They keep losing for you. It's strange.
I got a push on that game against North Carolina, by the way. That wasn't a loss. That was a push.
Lucky. All right. Go ahead, Pauly Kid. What you got?
Yeah, so I'm trying to end plus money January strong here with a flourish, Sal. Three in a row again on EP after having a long spell. And I've been really good on my podcast picks with the plus money NHL, but there's only one NHL game tonight. So I'm going big time here with a two-team money line parlay, two dogs here. We're going to take the Spurs over the Wizards. Wizards, 5 wins in a row, but this seems just to be I'm thinking of letdown game here. You know, the Spurs still have a legendary coach. His team has not played well. But every once in a while, they show up. I'm just thinking, let down for the Wizards, and maybe I get steal a win with the Spurs. And then OKC, 9-4 so far in the month of January. They've had a really good month playing really good basketball at home against the Golden State Warriors. I know this sounds crazy. I'm going to take the OKC Thunder to win this game outright on this parlay because, you know what, here's what I like about OKC. They always play hard, and the Warriors have been a terrible road team this year, as we know. So rolling the dice here, plus 682, two home dogs, Thunder Spurs. Let's do it. Let's have some fun with it.
All right. There you go, Brian. You're going NBA.
Well,
also.
Yeah. I mean, I like Darren's pick, but I couldn't take it because I did this the other day. I had the Thunder home against the Hawks. They lost that game, so I couldn't take it again. It's funny. I'm taking a weird one, a little bit weird. I'm going Kyrie over 1.5 steals tonight at plus 165 against the Lakers. The last six games, he's been phenomenal. I mean, he was phenomenal against the Knicks, especially in that fourth quarter the other day. You could probably look at any of his props, whether it's points, whether it's assists, whether it's three-pointers, to potentially go over tonight. But I like the steals getting plus 165 there. In five of his last six games, he has two or more steals. He has 14 steals in his last six games. So I just like the way he's playing overall here, and I like that plus 165.
All right. Now, Parley Kid, I know you hate the Celtics because you're a Knicks fan, and I'm pretty sure you hate the Lakers. Who are you rooting for Saturday night? That was pretty incredible. Felt bad for LeBron for a minute. The theatrics by Beverly was insane, but bringing the camera out, you have to start a point down
Here's what I would say.
He took it to the rim and got fouled, and they didn't call it, and then all these Celtics fans complaining about NFL officiating.
That's a good point. And here's what I say. I think it's just great that there was some passion in a regular season basketball game.
Absolutely.
Hey, good job, NBA. That's good. People were actually really trying to win that game.
Yeah.
And that's what I like. So either way, I think it's good for the NBA when any of that stuff happens, when people are upset, et cetera, et cetera. But then, you know, you turn around a couple days later, LeBron's not even playing against the Nets tonight. And you're like, whatever.
By the way, guys, I loved it because my extra points video of the day was the over 237 in that game, which had no business.
Well, that wasn't even close. It's funny when you asked who Darren was rooting for, and I could tell I know for sure we were both rooting for a basket there, so Harry didn't go over on his bet.
Yeah, I was rooting for the under sound that game. Anything that went under was my play. It really didn't matter the result, but it was good. Like I said, bad call, really bad. Non-call or whatever, but
I'm just glad
to see both teams playing hard until the end. Good competitive basketball during the regular season is great for the NBA.
Yeah, I think I said to Simmons, I said, if you scrap the bug in the lower third from that game and, I just dropped you on the planet, you would have thought that was game six of the NBA finals, right? The way LeBron reacted to that. So that's
exactly
great.
Was it that egregious of a foul? Yes. I don't know if he really touched him that hard.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was definitely a foul.
Yeah, he raked his arm. Yeah.
And kudos to LeBron. I mean, this guy.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. I mean, should he be in the MVP conversation this year? I mean, he really should be. Look at his numbers.
They've been phenomenal. He's like, what is he, third? Well, I'll find this now. But you would never. And now I got to find the other one.
He's averaging 38.5 and 7. I mean, are you kidding me? Shooting over 50%.
Right. He is, where is he on the high score?
Darren, he's driving to the hole too. He's driving the hole like he did when he was Cleveland the first time, getting fouls and making things.
He's so good.
I mean, I don't know what this says about the NBA, but yes, LeBron James, the face of the league, is averaging 30 points a game, like you said, and he's 42-1 odds to win MVP.
Crazy.
It's really spectacular, but it goes back between Embiid and Luka. Embiid, a lot of people think took it over. We could talk about this tomorrow.
About this tomorrow. It just keeps going back and
forth. Discuss it. Yeah. It's about time we talk about NBA MVP. What else do we want to discuss? Yeah, so Bri, for the staff competition, you are one game up on Harry and Hench.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is that right?
I'm one game up on Harry, two on Hench. Hench can't win it.
I'm announcing right now. I'm conceding it to Brian. Brian's taking the Eagles. I'm taking the Eagles. I'm going to concede it because I don't want Kansas City any part of my pick to even
it is unbelievable how Harry hates Andy Reid so much.
It's kind of dumb.
Harry, to say this guy's an all-time coach. You have to say it.
No, because you know why he's not? Listen, Peterson got to a Super Bowl with Philadelphia a lot quicker, way quicker than Andy Reid with less talent. As did Sirianni, way less compared to what Andy Reid, all the free agents that he got.
But Peterson lasted a lot.
Andy Reid's only gone to the Super Bowl now. This is his third time with Kansas City. Why? because he's hitched his wagon to this golden goose, Patrick Mahomes, and the rest don't.
You don't think Mahomes is good?
No, I do think Mahomes is very good. Very good. Very good. He's very good. I'm going to say the golden his golden goose is Patrick Mahomes, and that's how come he's gone to the Super Bowl four times.
Grudges that Harry holds against people. Yeah, legendary.
I personally think you probably have to say Andy Reid right now. Right now, I mean, obviously, it's probably the best coach in football.
Well, he's the most successful.
He just He makes it fun for the team. He's creative. The fact that they maybe could have put Henny in that game still and maybe still won the game is just kudos to how good of a coach.
One time Super Bowl with the Eagles.
Well, look, man, I mean, that's true. I think there's a little bit of jealousy because I saw Andy Reid on the sideline. He didn't look as heavy as Harry. So I think there's a little
bit of jealousy recently. He's winning the weight of the weight loss race. Harry, just say that. It's so much easier to come clean.
He actually looked skinny on the sideline for the first time. Compared to normal.
I gotta see. Maybe we'll have Andy Reid make shirtless.
Do you not remember, Darren, the summer where every free agent signed, the Eagles had the super team, signed every free agent possibly that could, and they don't even make the playoffs? Give me a break.
Aaron, you didn't think the Chiefs were going to make the playoffs this year.
Patrick Mahomes, he's been to the Super Bowl once and never won it.
You did not think the Chiefs were going to make the playoffs this year. You said that loss of Tyreek Hill was going to be huge and they were going to be just an average middle of the pack team. You did.
When you get the rest of your back pocket, sure. No problem.
Okay. All right. So he can't get in. There's just no way for him to get in.
By the way, let me add one other thing I wanted to add. By the way, last year, somehow Cincinnati beat Kansas City in the playoffs in overtime in Arrowhead. And guess what? In that game, Kansas City, that whole game got called for two penalties against the Bengals. Two. Give me a break.
Let's give him a straitjacket instead of a break.
Before the Super Bowl, Sal, we got to just have Harry really outline why he doesn't like Andy Reid. It could fill at least 20 to 25 minutes of this podcast. You know what?
I don't like him because he's beyond overrated and fortunate. All right. He's got the golden goose, Darren. How many times I got to say it?
Well, Babyface, jump in here with this. Is this unfounded, all this stuff?
Well, I mean, Harry does know about hitching himself to a golden goose, that's for sure. So.
Yes.
In Harry's defense, he does not like tomatoes. He's never liked tomatoes.
Yeah.
So this goes par for the course. And
yeah. Also, Ken is not a golden goose. I know his hair is golden, but don't let it fool you. I wouldn't call him golden goose most of the time. Depends.
The color of my shirt today.
But Sal,
all right, there you go.
This is tough, but I do want you to know I have reached out to the real goat of the weekend, the mayor of Cincinnati, who deserves a little crap.
Well, let me just say this, and I was wrong. I had the Bengals, and everybody had the Bengals. In fact, on our staff, Saturday night, I texted Meatballs. I said, "Hey, I listened to all the podcasts on our network. Did all 12 of us taking the Bengals over the Chiefs?" He's like, "I think Megan Gale, he's the lone wolf." She was. She took the Chiefs. Kudos to her. She's now 20 games under 500 for the year. But whatever. That's not neither here nor there. But I just knew it. And once that mayor opened his mouth and once everybody had the Bengals, I was like, this team, this is the fifth year they're making it to the AFC Championship with Patrick Mahomes. It's basically a pick 'em. And we have 93% of our staff is going with the Bengals over the Chiefs. Something's wrong here. And so what did I do? I put more money on the Bengals. I'm an idiot.
But why? Megan must have believed in the try-by, I guess.
Harry.
Well, by the way, you should have. Is it the try-by or that you should have done your homework with the referees? I mean, that I would have maybe believed ahead of the try-by.
Too bad. I guess I just this morning I did the homework with the referees with the first downs on penalties over the past 5 years. And that's what
Good
I came job. Up with, 30 to 15. Yeah. Kansas City,
nice.
Of course.
Good
of course, Kansas.
Very nice. All way, right. Don't throw it.
I got more stuff, but I'm not even. I'm too. Whatever. I'm done.
No, the Bengals played great and they should have won. The Bengals played great and they should have won. That's it.
Forget it. Forget
they
it.
Won. Wrong team. I swear to God, between you and Eddie Spaghetti, you would have thought the Texans are playing the Bears in the Super Bowl, the way the referees got everything wrong all year. Well, it's like it's the two teams that deserve to be there.
Can I say, you know, I will say this. correct me if I'm wrong, because maybe I am, but does it not just seem like it's so funny with these penalties and how Kansas City benefits? It will be 3rd and 5 from them at the opponent's 42-yard line, and they don't get the first down on the play. And then all of a sudden, a penalty will be called, like yesterday, a phony penalty on Kansas City to bait the opposing team to maybe take that penalty. So they do take the penalty. So now it's 3rd and 19 or 3rd and 15. And so they take the yards back. And then on the very next play, Kansas City still won't make it the first down, or they will. But if they don't, a penalty is always called on the opposing team.
No, and
they
don't let it first down. What does this do? This has to be the breakout. If we have a breakout today, that has to be the breakout.
I mean, really get in the straitjacket. You're wrong. You lost me there.
When they get called for a penalty and the team accepts it and they push them back because they know the team is going to accept it, the referees know it's going to be accepted. They call a phony penalty on Kansas City. They push them back. So now it's 3rd and 15 and they're out of field goal range. But now they give Kansas City that one more chance at the ball and then they don't make the first down, but there's a penalty called defensive holding on the other side, automatic first down.
I'm pretty sure Cincinnati, though, in that situation yesterday, they eventually declined the penalty.
Yeah, they declined it.
Instead of taking the holding, and they forced Kansas City to punt.
I'm talking, that was one time it happened again.
Instead of giving them the extra play.
No, Darren, he's not talking about a specific scenario.
That always happens.
It always happens. He's not talking about anything
specific. Kansas City in the AFC Championship game last year.
Harry, I'm not denying, but look, sometimes, you know, you make your own breaks. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. But you do make your own breaks sometimes. You're right. But Kansas City gets the benefit of all of them.
I will. Well, bet the Chiefs then, Harry. Why wouldn't you bet the Chiefs? Bet them to win. Don't you want to make money? Right. Isn't that the object of the game? I could go. Well, you just want to complain and not make money.
I'm conceding the season-long victory to Brian.
Forget about that. Just bet the Chiefs, and then you'll be on the right side of history because there's no way they could lose to the Eagles because they get all the calls, and Andy Reid gets all the calls. The answer's right there in front of you. Go ahead. It's right there for you. Congratulations.
I hope Philly beats him by 40.
No. What kind of giant Viking 49ers fan are you?
I don't know what type of fan I am, but I just hope they lose by 40. That's all.
All right. All right. Babyface, you want to sum this up here? We got to go.
We can't concede, Harry. I won't allow it. This is it's unacceptable. How could you do this?
Well, it doesn't matter. If he doesn't concede, he'd just be taking the Chiefs just to be opposite of Brian to put himself in there. And he was so I set myself up for ridicule anyway.
So,
what would H-Dog think? What would H-Dog think?
And I don't even care.
Who cares?
I don't know what he's not happy either. Believe me.
All right. Listen, we're going to do this again and again and again and again. We'll be back tomorrow. That's going to do it for another episode of Against All Odds. For Mikey Meatballs, for Babyface Joel Solomon, and the Degenerate Trifecta, I'm Sal, saying so long and happy handicap. Na 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 na